You are about to hear the most interesting, informative, thought-provoking, opinion-leading, and funny show in America, on air and on the World Wide Web. This is The Rob Carson Show.
It is The Rob Carson Show, and welcome to it, everybody. I'm in a really good mood today. You know why? Because I'm above ground and I get to do this for a living, and I want to do my level best to make you feel good about living in this country. I know we got a long way to go and we have many tribulations before us, but I'm telling you right now, this is becoming overwhelming. This is becoming too big for the left to be able to handle. A lot of things are falling into place. A lot of things on the left are falling apart, including these idiotic political indictments of Donald Trump. Everybody gets it, and the more that the federal government goes after Donald Trump, the more people of every race, color, creed, religion, both sexes, realize that this federal government is profoundly corrupt, and if we continue down this highway, the country's screwed, and there's nothing but darkness and awfulness. That's all the Democrat Party can offer you. That's all that the deep state can offer you right now is misery. Misery. The promise that things are going to get better after 3 years. When a Republican goes in office like Donald Trump or Ronald Reagan, it gets turned around in a few months. You know how they do it? They lower taxes, they decrease regulation, and tell government to stuff it. But right now we have this this malaise times 10 with Joe Biden in office, combined with a deep state that is very entrenched, very happy with what they have, very happy of who they're paying off, living high on the hog while you and I suffer. But you and I are sick of this bleep. We're done with it, right? We're done with it. Yeah. And last night, did you hear what happened in Ohio? Yeah. The Bernie Moreno beat this Matt Dolan guy. Bernie Moreno is a Trump Republican, and the left tried to take him down. They tried to take him down, man. They threw everything at this guy. And last night, Bernie Moreno beat Matt Dolan by 17 points, 50 to 33. Holy crap. That's a bloodbath. Oh, my God, he said bloodbath. He wants to cause violence. Yeah, it was blood. It was the bloodiest bloodbath of the bloodbaths that I've ever bloodbathed. I mean, I have been covering bloodbaths for a while, and this is one badass bloodbath. Yes. Then there's this. A strong majority of voters in Ohio's Republican primary on Tuesday believe that the state's incoming U.S. senator should publicly support former President Donald Trump. No! Yes! Crawl back in your hole, Mike Pence! Into hell. With Mitt Romney. There you go. 70% of voters hold this belief. Broken down into specifics, 55% feel it's very important the next Ohio's next senator support Trump. 15% say it's somewhat important. Conversely, 25% of respondents believe the opposite. It is unimportant to tell them their senator support Donald Trump. 9% report feeling that it is not too important. I guess those people want a continuation of the same crap that the Republican Party has been bringing to Washington, D.C. for 50 years, which is nothing. Nothing ever gets fixed. Nothing ever gets done. There's always promises by both parties, but nothing ever gets fixed. Joe Biden has been in office for 50 freaking years. And for 50 years, he's saying, I got to tax the rich, and we're going to fix Social Security, and we're going to fix Medicare, and the Republicans are trying to take away Social Security and Medicare. And meanwhile, it never gets fixed, and it's more broke than ever. And both parties, neither one of them, have done D-word for Richard about the massive debt that our country is in. And I hold Donald Trump accountable to that. He should have been a hawk on debt as well. Oh, no, I get it. I get it. But he has a plan. It involves oil revenue, among other things. But the American people are sick and tired of Republicans going to Washington, D.C. And you hear this time and time again. Oh, the Republicans always fold. The Republicans are always wimps. The Republicans, they always cave. Aren't you kind of just freaking done with that? You've got Democrats who go in and they take charge. They abuse their power. And then you've got Republicans who go there. And when they're in power, they completely wimp out and fail. And so it's kind of nice to see Bernie Moreno just beat the snot out of his opponent. Here he is last night.
I would be the first South American-born senator, first Hispanic elected statewide. Yeah. If I were running as a Democrat, oh, my God, the headlines would be...
Oh, my God, if you were a lesbian, you'd be the king of the world.
Hispanic...
Queen, whatever.
immigrant Bernie Moreno, a compelling life story, sacrifices everything to save America.
Yeah.
Instead, because I'm a conservative that supports President Trump, I'm a Trump-backed MAGA extremist. This is a narrative issue. And what we are, we're the party of the future. We're the party that's going to rebuild the middle class in this country. And what this movement represents is that that's who we are. We are not.
And it's actually going to happen this time because they've got new people in charge at the RNC, among other things. Yeah, yeah. Ronna McDaniel, she done.
Not the party of the elites and big business. Ironically, the Democrats are the party of discrimination. They don't just fight for businesses. They fight for big business, big government, big corporations, big tech, big academia. We're the party of the working class. We're the party that's going to make.
Yeah, yeah, and the people are singing, and the people are pissed off too, big time. This is Stephen A. Smith. He's kind of left to center, and he's a big sports guy. You know Stephen A. Smith. I'm not a big fan of his show, but here's what he had to say about what's going on in America. This is Stephen A. Smith.
Trump is kicking the Democrats. You know what? 4 indictments, 91 counts against him. He's been impeached twice. And he still ran away with the GOP nomination.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, E. Jean Carroll, a defamation suit against Trump. Arthur Egeron in a civil fraud trial over valuations of his net worth. Mm-hmm. Letitia James.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna definitely assume we're gonna be a real pain in the ass.
She'll seize Mr. Trump's New York buildings. Fannie Willis going after Trump on trial. Jack Smith. One over possession of classified documents. And in the meantime, we've got a situation where a guy by the name of Robert Hur, a classified document special counsel, investigating President Biden, saying the current president isn't exonerated.
President Joe Biden, you exonerated
a conviction.
I know that the term will...
But won't be prosecuted, leaving the situation involving Joe Biden to the court of public opinion.
There you go. And he's failing. And he's losing black voters, and he's losing Hispanics, and he's losing women. And you know how he's doing it? Because he's not Joe Biden in the deep state. And people are waking up. People are getting it now. They're seeing this. They're seeing these political indictments, and it doesn't play very well with the average person. It might be great in academia as you sit around in your faculty lounge and mentally masturbate about how great communism is. It just hasn't been used right. You're being exposed. You're a fraud. You're a fake. The racism in this country isn't what you say it is. It's not 1968 all over again. Not even close. We get it now. We get the lies about COVID. We get the lies about everything. And we're tired of living in misery when everything is here for us to be happy. Everything we have is right here. It's always been here. It's just the jackasses in power in Washington, D.C. have been taking the fruits of our labor and enriching themselves on it while we suffer. We should be able to celebrate the fruits of our labor. We should be able to own a home. We should be able to not worry about paying for our groceries and filling our car with gas while they send billions of dollars to foreign conflicts we could give a crap less about. Honestly, we're just so done. And you know what? You know what? You know, when you look at what happened last night in Ohio and you look at what Stephen Smith there, you know what today is? Today's a great day for a bloodbath, wouldn't you say? Yeah, because one's coming in November.
What a day for a bloodbath.
Hey, will you pass me the bloodbath soap?
What a day for a Donald Trump rout.
I need a bloodbath towel.
Democrats fear a bloodbath.
You might take a bloodbath shower afterwards.
That is why they whine and they pout.
Ba-ba-ba-ba.
They know the time is not on Biden's side.
Jim Gossett.
That Sleepy Joe should be arrested and tried. Along with Hunter, his crooked son. It's time to tell Joe that he's done.
Bye-bye.
What a day for a bloodbath. What a day for Trump to return.
Doo-doo-doo.
Return to the White House. And let people keep what they earn. Inflation, it will be under control. And high gas prices won't be taking a toll. Guys and girls sports will put to an end.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Israel will be our friend again.
Oh, yeah. Doody-dood. It's This is Donald Trump yesterday. Mike Pence, he decided to whip out his pious Christian badge and say that he felt in his heart as a Christian that he had to forgive Donald Trump. Nobody asked for your forgiveness. No, no, no. But Donald Trump was asked about Mike Pence not endorsing him, and clearly Donald Trump was quite upset about it.
Oh, I couldn't care less. I couldn't care less. We need patriots. We need strong people in our country. Our country's going downhill very fast, very rapidly. Millions of people coming across the border, coming from jails, from prisons, coming from mental institutions and insane asylums, terrorists. We need strong people in this country. We don't need weak people.
And for those of you who still adhere to the Democrat Party, who I have been calling intellectually and morally bankrupt for decades, you are the them now. You know, you always hear us and them, them, the man, all that. You're the man. You're them. You're Cobra Kai, okay? We're the Karate Kid. We're Mr. Miyagi. You're the Cobra Kai. It's not going to end well for you because you're on the wrong side of everything. You are the wrong side on COVID protocols and school closures and CRT in schools and transgender nonsense, which, by the way, now they're abandoning this transgender nonsense in children, completely and erasing it from websites. But that's not going to be good enough for me. I'm going to want Nuremberg trials for the people who did this to our children. And this includes school counselors and principals and anestheticians and plastic surgeons and counselors. I'm serious. Children's hospitals need to be defunded for going down this course. All of this is coming to an abrupt halt. And those of you who bought into the insanity of the last 3 years, you might want to reconsider your position. Because you're on the same side with insane people like Joe Scarborough and Keith Olbermann. You are. You are the them. You don't want to be the them. Because the us, we're here. And it's going to get very big and overwhelming. Listen to this. Poll finds common ground for young women on crime, education, and gender issues. I thought young women only cared about getting abortions. Because that's what the Democrat Party looks at when they see you. They look at you and they say, abortion recipient or abortion supporter? At least 7 in 10 young women, regardless of their political stances, agree that children should wait until adulthood to undergo gender transition and that violent criminals should not be released on bail, according to a poll from the Claire Booth Lucci Center for Conservative Women and the polling firm CAC, CA, Kansas Consulting. I don't know what the hell that is. Survey of 800 women 18 to 24. 36% of the women on the panel of the poll are Democrat leaning, 24% Republican, 22% independent, 17% not even sure. 79% agreed with the statement, releasing violent criminals without bail does not make the community safer. 74% supported children attending the school of their choice regardless of zip code. Shut the front door. These are all things that the Democrats say no to. Yeah, yeah. 71% said children should wait for adulthood before having irreversible sex change surgeries. And all of these are what the Democrat Party espouses. Yeah, yeah. So if you're on that side, you're the them. You're the bad guy. You're the people. You're the guy with the black hat. We're the people with the white hat. 52% overall disagreed with the statement that there are more than two genders. 88% of Republicans said there are only two genders. 62% overall agree with the statement that it's unfair to have biological males who identify as women competing in female sports with biological women. I know. The Democrat Party's down with all of that. You're on the wrong side of history. Not only are you going to be made a fool of, you're going to be out of power, all right? 31% overall said abortion should be legal for any reason, but not after 5 months of pregnancy. I'm not even an absolutist on abortion, and I'm the product of rape. I know, isn't that crazy? Leave it up to the states. That's the way it works. 35% of Republicans said abortion should be only legal in cases of rape, incest, and to save the life of the mother. 5% overall said mass illegal immigration is the main domestic threat. 19% of Republicans agreed. There you go. So all of those things that more women than not, in fact, pretty much a bloodbath with regard to women on these issues, the Democrat Party's on the opposite side. So you keep going down that road, Democrats. You keep saying Joe Biden's mind is perfectly fine and Joe Scarborough is absolutely right and Joe Biden isn't corrupt at all and Donald Trump is evil. You go right ahead and be on that side because I'm going to laugh all the way to November, and then I'm going to celebrate and laugh. So there you go. All right. We got a lot of stuff, including some things really hitting the fan in New York with Letitia James. She thinks she's all cocky. She's all that. But her chickies are coming home to roost. I have a real feeling about that. Let's take a break and come back. This, my friends, is the Rob Carson Show.
The Rob Carson Show podcast is everywhere. Go to Newsmax.com/listen for details.
Will you sue him for us?
Oh, we're going to definitely sue him. We're going to be a real pain in the ass.
I will never be afraid to challenge this illegitimate president.
We need to focus on Donald Trump. We need to follow his money.
What is fueling my soul right now is Trump.
This illegitimate president. I look forward to going into the office of Attorney General every day, suing him, and then going home.
There you go. And as you sit around, you NPR listening leftists, and you celebrate, ha ha, we got Donald Trump and all of that. Realize that you're the bullies now. You're the schoolyard bully. You're like in the Christmas story, and there's Ralphie's going down the alley there, and the bully comes out and attacks him, and he's had enough. Ralphie's had enough and beats the snot out of the bully. That's gonna be you in November, because you're on the side of criminality, you're on the side of defund the police, you are on side of the riots in 2020, you're on the side of Black Lives Matter, which has been proven to be a fraud, you're on the wrong side of COVID restrictions and shutting down schools, you're on the wrong side of the southern border, you're on the wrong side of the fentanyl, and honestly, if you're still, and you're on the wrong side of Israel, okay? I know that Donald Trump got a lot of heat for, if you're Jewish and you vote Democrat, you're betraying Israel. You are! You can get all pissed off, and you can jump up and down, and you can say, oh, that's anti-Semitic. But honestly, even Jews, liberal Jews, are beginning it, because a lot of those liberal Jews live in New York City. And they don't particularly like all the pro-Hamas demonstrations down at Ground Zero. So again, Democrats, I'm telling you now, you're going to want to change course. Or I'm not saying you got to like Donald Trump. I'm just saying you're on the wrong side of history. This is the Eighth Amendment. Excessive bail should not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishments inflicted, even if you hate Donald Trump. That what Letitia James is doing is unconstitutional, unnecessary. She literally campaigned on it. And if you voted for her, then everything the bad that's happening in New York City is on you. It is on you. Listen to this. Only half of New Yorkers plan to stay in the city, according to a survey of 6,600 New York City households. Joe Biden got 76% of the vote in New York. Eric Adams got 66% of the vote in New York. I know, you were too stupid. You went ahead and voted for another idiot, almost as bad as de Blasio. Only 39% are content with the state of the public education, because it's terrible, especially for black kids. Only 37% are happy with the level of public safety in their neighborhoods. 34% satisfied with their neighborhood's cleanliness. Less than a third rate the city's quality of life as excellent or good. Less than a quarter are content with the overall quality of government services. But by God in heaven, you're getting Donald Trump! The man who has refurbished buildings and built neighborhoods and made a waterfront better. Go ahead, celebrate it. Live in hell. How would you rate the quality of life in New York City? Only 29% said excellent or good. That's down from 51% in 2017, 50.9% in 2008. Only 49% said they felt safe during the day. That is a catastrophic drop from 82% in 2017, 86% in 2008. When asked to rate how safe or unsafe you feel riding a subway at night, 22% said safe, compared to 46% in 2017. Hey, but you know what? You got Donald Trump. And soon the state may own Trump Tower. And there you go. There's your victory. Move the homeless people in there. Feel good about yourself, because economic prosperity is leaving New York in droves. And now only half of New Yorkers even want to stay in the city. So stay there. I believe you can vote in Snake Plissken as your next mayor, and then just seal off the bridges and live in what you made. There you go. Coming up, Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank goes off on Letitia James. And Letitia James may be doing a dance right now, but she's dancing on the grave of New York City. So that's on the way. The number is 800-922-6680. This is the Rob Carson Show. Hey guys, it's Carson. You know, everybody knows the next medical crisis just around the corner, whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's where the Wellness Company comes in. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust, and their new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID, even a bioweapon like a plague, the Wellness Company medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, antiparasitics on hand to make sure you and your family are safe from whatever the globalists throw at us next. Go to www.twc.health/Carson. Again, twc.health/Carson today and order. That's twc.health/Carson and use the promo code Carson to save 10%. This is the first nationally syndicated radio program that is officially announcing their support for Snake Plissken for mayor of New York City. Snake Plissken for mayor of New York City. As soon as Eric Adams' term is up, I would recommend Snake Plissken, the only person who can bring back New York. And I don't think that's a bad idea at all. No siree. Plissken. Just remember it. Plissken for mayor. Snake Plissken. A man for change. All right. So I got a story for you later in the show about a woman who came home to the house that her mom willed to her and found there were a bunch of people living in the house. Yeah, they were squatters in there, and the woman went in and she had the locks changed and everything, and guess what? The squatters called the police on her and she was arrested.
He says he signed a lease in October, but wouldn't tell us with who.
I got proof longer than that.
Show us the proof.
Well, who are you for me to show? I showed it to cops.
Dan with Channel 7 News. If you don't want to show it, you don't want to show it.
Cool. Come here, brother. I like that.
I would like to see it.
He didn't show me a lease.
This is a bill. This is
a bill for work he says he had done to the house.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't show police a lease either.
The police department doesn't have the lease?
No.
He's got no documentation.
Just bills.
So, Adele, you're getting arrested right now?
I'm being arrested.
For what?
For being in my house.
There you go. That's the country we live in right now. I've got more details on that story coming up. Happened in New York. But there's a million ways that thieves can steal your most valuable asset. That would be your home. Yeah. A lot of the time, scammers will forge a deed, a signature, create a fake deed, take out an equity line of credit on your home, and before you catch it, you're screwed. Just like that woman. She owns a damn house. The police are having her arrested because it's suddenly a landlord-tenant dispute, even though the guy isn't even renting from her. You need to protect your home. You need to make sure that somebody isn't trying to steal your home, and you need to sign up for Home Title Lock. Home Title Lock protection. All right? Don't think your homeowner's insurance or common identity theft programs protect you. Home Title Lock is my choice. Find out for free when you use my code Carson at sign up. You get a free comprehensive scan of your home's title. 30 days of legendary Home Title Lock protection free. Go to HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Carson. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Carson, HomeTitleLock.com. Say it with me, everybody, promo code Carson. Yes. Yeah, that's coming up, man. This is the world we live in. But you know, you Democrats in New York City, you should be very happy because you have got another scalp. That's racist. You got Donald Trump now, I guess, because Letitia James decided that because Donald Trump took out loans on his properties and the banks were able to do their own research, give him loans and then pay him off with interest, and they were happy and everything. Letitia James was able to make up a fine just enough to break him financially. Yeah. You're the woman who actually campaigned on it. There's your scalp. Congratulations. Oh, you also got Rudy Giuliani. Good job. There you go. You got Rudy Giuliani, the guy who rebuilt New York out of the ashes of 9/11. You got them both, man. Congratulations. Enjoy sitting on your throne of crap. Your throne of homelessness and heroin needles and pot smoke. Congratulations, New York City. You're getting rid of all the people who did anything good for your city. And America's, and a lot of people who make the money in New York are saying, yeah, I think we're done with New York. Done with New York City. This is sad and pathetic because I remember when I was a kid, man, even in Iowa, even the middle of Iowa, you thought, man, New York City was the deal. If I can make it there, I can make it anywhere in the whole deal. And then I got to go to New York as this bright-eyed Iowa boy just 3 years ago for the first time. And I walked down, and I'd never seen anything like it before. I know, it'll sound very childlike for a guy who was in his 50s, right? But you look down for a mile, and you see 100-story buildings on either side, and you go, oh, my God, this is amazing. The only thing I've seen close to this is Chicago. It's just one mile on the lake. New York City has this, and then you walk down the street, and any place you go in that is a pizza place, you just order a piece of pizza. It'll be the best you've ever had in your life. It will be the best you've ever had in your life. And there's an energy there, and it's amazing. And it was built by movers and shakers like Donald Trump, not by people like Letitia James. But honestly, enjoy your time on your throne of crap. Seriously. Kevin O'Leary of Shark Tank fame. Here's what he has to say about Letitia James going after Donald Trump.
The concept of seizing assets in 30 days on a bond number that's never been issued. No insurance bond company's ever issued anything near this. So there was no chance it was going to happen. And only giving 30 days notice and time. That's a really bad...
Yeah, Letitia James is evil. You're on the side of evil. I mean, you think it's all cute and everything, and you cackle and you laugh and you drink your lattes and all that, but she's an evil person.
Message. And I think New Yorkers should think well past Trump.
Yeah.
Whether he's president or not, or whether this attorney general is gone in 4 years or not, it's irrelevant. This is case-setting against the American brand.
Yeah.
The most stable country on earth, anywhere... to put capital to work over a long period of time, particularly in real estate, is the United States of America. This is an assault on what we believe to be core. This is an attack on America.
Yeah, and think about this. You know, it was Republican politics that brought New York from the brink. I remember when I was a little kid in the 70s, and I remember the blackout and the riots, and I remember all the... Was it Times Square that was all the peep shows and everything? Used to be just peep shows and perversion and hookers and all that stuff. Remember that? Remember when it was a crap hole? Remember when the Guardian Angels came around because, you know, there were these chicken hawks who were on the subways picking up children, trying to take children and everything, you know, and sexually molest them? Do you remember all that? Remember all that? That's what New York used to be. But it took Republican governors like Rudy Giuliani, or I should say mayors, turn the city around. And here you go with the people who've really made a difference, who've proudly looked at New York, literally have driven them out of the city, and now you're trying to destroy them. You know, congratulations. Enjoy the crap hole. Honestly, enjoy your victory. Here's a little bit more from Kevin O'Leary.
And as an investor, and I know plenty of investors who are completely disturbed by this, no one is going to put any money to work in New York in these amounts until this thing settles down. The whole world is watching, and everybody's waiting for one thing we haven't got yet, adult supervision.
Yeah.
Where is it? Where are the adults in this crazy narrative? Certainly there's got to be adult supervision at some point. And I understand, you know, the war going on here and all the political, yada, yada, woof, woof, woof. But we need an adult in the room now. This is the United States of America under siege.
Yeah. How are you going to get hired? You know, do you think every job is in academia? Who are you going to work for? Who are you going to work for when the money's gone? Who are you going to work for? You know, you're tracing the best things in New York out of New York, out of New York. This is Kevin O'Leary on CNN, and he was not greeted very well, and the host tried to talk all over him. And by the way, CNN, if you work at CNN, you might want to get your resume ready.
There are no $500 million bonds. Never been done before. Never. This law has never been applied. Forget about Trump. Nothing to do with Trump. Everything to do about America and the New York brand. I love this state. My children live here. A horrible message to everybody around the world watching this.
Yeah.
Absolutely horrific.
Well, wait, Kevin, but hold on a second. Kevin,
Trump
what
will
be
the... gone one day.
Hold
this attorney general will be gone one day. And this
I
is
have
what
a
you
wonderful voice, and it won't
world.
Be talked
this
over.
Is how
well,
we
Kevin
treat
O'Leary,
money in America.
I would like to
this
hear
is
you have to
not
say, but
America.
What are you doing?
It's not America,
but it is the Laura Coates live show, and I am speaking.
There you go. Well, Laura Coates, you're on the wrong side of history. you're on the wrong side of history. And like I said, bullies win for a little while, but then when you chase out all the money and all of the people who have a genuine visit, you know, Donald Trump is not a slumlord. Donald Trump doesn't run Section 8 housing. Donald Trump creates brilliant buildings that shine. He takes riverfronts that are rotten and he makes them awesome. He takes old buildings and gives them new life. He's not a slumlord. But New York City has decided, because of politics, they want to take it all away. Look how the city has run itself. What do you think they're going to do to Trump Tower if the city gets a hold of Trump Tower? What do you suppose? They're going to make it into a crap hole. Honestly, ridiculous. This is Jesse Waters last night making a comment, and he referred to Rush Limbaugh, talent on loan from God, who I wrote for a good share of my young life. Here is what Jesse Waters said about Rush Limbaugh. Okay, yeah, you get it. And what Rush said in 2017.
They're combining the dictator on day one hoax with the bloodbath hoax to justify stopping Trump by any means necessary. The deep state's preparing for war. Mm. Limbaugh warned us.
What is going on in the deep state, the embedded bureaucracy, yeah, where the Obama shadow government is doing everything it can,
wow,
to overthrow the Trump presidency. And make no mistake, that is what's happening. The media is now doing the bidding of the Obama shadow government.
Yeah,
all these
true
people leaking made up things, non-factual things, that allow the media to continue to run stories that are nothing but speculation, that fall under the rubric of the seriousness of the charge.
Yeah, there you go. So, you know what? Enjoy it, New York City. Enjoy sitting on your crown or on your throne of bleep. This is Jim Gossett with the state of New York City all in one song. Rob Carson Joe.
Start spreading the news.
Yeah, close.
Letitia will pay.
Come on.
And Alvin Bragg should be disbarred by you, New York. Letitia will lose. Engoron cannot stay. This city they have really scarred. New York, New York. Don't wanna wake up in a city that smells of weed
everywhere you go.
And Venezuelan street gangs,
hey,
are the last thing they need.
Vote Pliskin.
Illegals can choose
5-star hotels,
a luxury stay,
$10,000 a month gift cards,
and they don't even pay for it.
No!
In old New York, Dwayne Reed's closing down. They might be leaving town. Feel bad for you, New York.
Congratulations, New York City. You've chosen politics above prosperity. Isn't that awesome? I remember when I was a kid, you know, you're watching all those movies. I remember Ghostbusters. Remember that? It was a celebration in New York City. I was in high school when that thing came. I was a senior in high school. And I remember watching Miracle on 34th Street. And I remember walking down when I first went to New York, and I went to Macy's there, you know, saw all the storefront windows and everything, and then I saw the Christmas tree there at Rockefeller Center, you know, the whole deal, and I was like, wow, and the Democrat Party is whizzing all over that. The Democrat Party is whizzing all over the greatness of New York City. I remember walking by, and I never get tired of walking by Radio City, a music hall. Radio City Music Hall is like, oh my God, the Rockettes and all of that, and now it's just like you're choosing politics over all of it. You're going after a guy who's made the city better because you have so much venom in your system. You're just so filled with hate. It's really just You know, it's sad. It is just sad. But you know what? That's the you choose your bed, you lie in it. That's why I'm throwing my hat. I'm throwing my support behind Snake Plissken for mayor of New York in the next election. Oh, yeah. The judge has allowed Trump and his 7 co-defendants to appeal a decision that kept Fani Willis on the Georgia election fraud case. Okay, so Judge Scott McAfee, who apparently doesn't have cojones, maybe they fell off, I don't know. He made a decision, and they're going to be able to appeal his decision to keep Fani Willis on the case. So maybe this is taking it out of Judge McAfee's hands, because he could wash his hands of it. But regardless, case ain't going to be happening this year. That is... one of the attempts at election fraud by the Democrat Party, down 3 to go. Let's take a break and come back. This is the Rob Carson Show. I'm going to have t-shirts made. I am. I'm just saying it right now. Don't try to steal my idea. Plissken 2026 for mayor of New York. Snake Plissken, the only man who can turn the city around. But you know what? Here's the thing. You guys who you're celebrating Rudy Giuliani's destruction for nothing. You're celebrating Donald Trump being fined something more than anyone in New York State history has ever been fined for doing nothing. Maybe you could get a job with Antifa or Black Lives Matter. Yeah, good luck with that. How many buildings have they redone, by the way? Antifa. How many successful building developments have the Democrat Party done in New York City? Pretty much nothing. Nope. Jonathan Turley on the absurd amount of money that Letitia James wants just so Donald Trump can appeal an unjust ruling.
But the threshold issue here is just the basic due process of requiring confiscatory bonds in order to just secure an appeal. And this could end up going beyond the New York system. They could appeal this all the way to the Supreme Court. On occasion, the Supreme Court has intervened in state actions, for example, on punitive damages, and said that at points, damages can become so high they deny someone due process of law.
Right.
This is falling into that extreme category, in my view. I find it appalling. It shocks the conscience that you have to pony up this type of money just to get someone to look at what you believe, and I believe, is an excessive ruling by this judge.
Yeah, it's just like Hugo Chavez in Venezuela. Exact same thing. All of the things you've made fun of, all of the things you thought unimaginable in this country, all of the things you looked at the Soviet Union and you laughed, we're there. We're already there, man. But honestly, celebrate Democrats. Celebrate on your throne of crap. Here's some more from Jonathan Turley.
The funny thing about being in real estate is those buildings aren't going anywhere.
No.
All you have to do is guarantee that he's not going to leverage his interest in that property, which you can do with another device, but they're fixed assets. So the judge could have said, you know, we're going to try to come up with another way of doing this so that my award is not a barrier to appeal. He refused. And, of course, James is refusing to take any modest steps out of concern for due process. So it's up to the New York judiciary and the New York bar to show the rest of the country that there still is due process here. You don't have to like Trump to not like what's happening in this case.
Yeah, New York bar, you look like buffoons. Also, the Georgia bar, you look like idiots, too. Excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel or unusual punishments inflicted. That is the Eighth Amendment. One more from Jonathan Turley about Letitia James. She's actually a sadist.
You can accept the $100 million offer he made in addition to those collateral guarantees. There's lots of ways to do this, but there's not a will because people are enjoying this. When you watch the news, people are thrilled. And that has merged our legal system, not just with politics, but a rather sick form of entertainment.
Yeah, that's what you're getting off on it. Democrats are getting off on it, man. They sit there and they just think it's so good. Look what we're doing to Donald Trump, man. We got Rudy Giuliani. Oh, my God. Yeah, it's really psychosexual. It really is. It's psychosexual. But honestly, I wish you the best as maybe peep shows return. to Times Square, and strip clubs return to Times Square, and the illegal step over the bodies of homeless people to stay in five-star hotels and get $10,000 per month gift cards while your family suffers, and 25% of kids in New York City experience poverty and hunger. There you go. Enjoy. Maybe you can get a job at the vegan co-op grocery store down the street that will eventually be robbed completely blind. Let's take a break and come back. This is The Rob Carson Show. I don't know if you've noticed lately, but things are pretty volatile in this country. A lot of people are having to come back out of retirement to work. That number's gone up 400% because we don't know which way the stock market's going to go, which way interest rates are going to go. Silver has historically been considered a safe haven asset during times of market volatility. When uncertainty rises, investors often turn to precious metals like silver to prepare wealth and hedge against economic instability. Physical silver provides you with a tangible asset that you can hold on to in your hand. CSN Mint has been providing certified U.S. Mint collectible coins and precious metals for over 20 years, and they are one of the most trusted names in tangible coin assets. Every product you purchase includes the original certificate of authenticity or is certified and graded by a third-party grader to ensure origin and purity. With CSN Mint, you can build your silver and gold coin collection with confidence. And if you're going to collect something, it might as well be money itself, right? So go to csnmint.com/newsmax. Use promo code Newsmax, and you'll get one free silver eagle over $30 in value with your purchase of $75 or more. Browse the entire catalog at csnmint.com/newsmax and find out what works for you, your budget, and your family. That's csnmint.com/newsmax and use promo code Newsmax, okay? All right, second hour of the show. Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackass exposes her leftist politics. I just made that up. Suddenly, the DHS is concerned about a major terror attack. President Derpy Doo took his orthopedics out west to pander who to Hispanics. And the U.S. Supreme Court says Texas can arrest and deport illegals.